Support for Central Florida Public Media comes from the Emory-Riddle Aeronautical University Worldwide Campus, providing students from all 50 states and 119 countries with innovative education and opportunities for success. More at erau.edu/ww.
This is Engage. I'm Sharon Stone with a story that's a little lighter than the usual news cycle. When summer rolls around, there are plenty of kids' camp programs that cater to just about every niche interest. Engage producer Richard Copeland visited a program.
When I was a kid growing up in southeast Pennsylvania, there were two summer camp options that everybody parked their kids in, YMCA or Jewish Community Center. I did both. Did a lot of swimming, sang a lot of campfire songs, and stitched a lot of leather wallets and belts. Today's kids have much cooler options. I'm southwest of downtown in a large nondescript gray box of a building housing a print shop, a sign manufacturer, and the Orlando Fencing Sports Center.
There are over 40,000 fencers just in Central Florida, whereas the whole state of Tennessee, where I was coaching before, had fewer than 30,000. So I thought, well, okay, maybe there's room for another club.
Robert Sockley is the founder of the Orlando Fencing Sports Center. He came to Florida in 2008 by way of Georgia, Michigan, and Tennessee. It was as a student at Wayne State that he was introduced to the sport.
Took a class in college, and I just happened to get lucky in that even though the school I went to had a very prestigious fencing team, they had an opening that they couldn't fill, and so I got to get into it, even though I really wasn't that good. But I fenced with a lot of good people at the time, so I advanced fairly quickly.
After college, Sockley pursued a career track, but always carried his passion for fencing with him.
Once I got out of school, I stayed interested in fencing throughout my adult life. And even though I worked at mostly engineering jobs after my retirement, I was still fencing. I decided to open this club as a retirement gig.
The club caters to both beginners and seasoned fencers. This week, the Orlando Fencing Sports Center is running a day camp for kids looking to hone their skills.
On guard, ready, move your foot behind the line. False start, yellow. Move your foot behind the line, please. On guard, ready, fence.
Fencing is about much more than swinging swords at your opponent. Sockley talks about the life lessons this sport can teach.
Fencing teaches you to think strategically, and it also makes you come to terms with your limitations. Sooner or later, you run into somebody who's a better fencer than you are. Usually very early on you run into that because you're typically not a good fencer at first. Then you have to set goals to see how can I improve. Then you have to work towards those goals and you reach some modicum of success. Some are more successful than others, and all of us have to, when we reach that limit, we still strive to get better, but we have to realize that that's about as good as we're gonna get and that we have to really work hard to get any better, and then we decide, is it worth the pursuit for its own sake or not? If it is, we keep doing it. If it isn't, we move on to something else.
Sockley works at cultivating young talent. Some of his students start as young as 4 years old, but it's not for everybody. Fencing requires a level of fortitude and focus that can be difficult to find in young children.
One of the things that most kids don't realize about fencing is that it's way more difficult than it looks. And so they get a taste of that, and they either like it or they don't. And those who like it are usually find it worthwhile to put in the time and effort to improve and to learn the discipline to get to be better fencers. Those who don't have that discipline or can't put in that time and effort typically get tired of it, and they eventually leave the sport.
Today, there are 9 kids participating in the camp session. When not engaged on the fencing mats, they're bouncing around in the same white uniforms you see Olympians wearing. The face-masked helmets they're wearing are nearly as big as they are. They talk about their previous bouts with each other and compare what appears to be nuanced technique. They range in age from 6 to 12.
I lost, and I got a medal. I won, but I got a medal, and I wasn't even trying when I won.
Eight-year-old Sophia Lee's parents offered her the opportunity to learn fencing last year, and she eagerly pursued it. She remembers her first bout fondly.
It was easy because the person that was fencing wasn't really going hard on me.
Did you win?
Yeah.
Did that feel good?
Yeah.
What do your friends say when you tell them that you're a fencer?
They said cool.
9-year-old Joseph Figueroa enjoys the competitiveness of fencing. You can see through his face mask how deep in the zone he is when competing. He says the lessons he learns from fencing extend beyond the club.
I really kind of learned how to, by good sportsmanship. I also learned how to be like, you know, like saluting, shaking hands, and that's all really.
Fencing is kind of like curling or gymnastics. It can generate huge interest every 4 years around the Olympics, but in between it sees little televised coverage and it becomes regarded as a curiosity rather than a sport. Zoccoli would like to see that change.
Central Florida fencing is absolutely growing. There are more fencers here every year, but it's still kind of a niche sport. If you ask 10 people on the street if they've ever fenced, you'd likely not find more than one or two that have.
In the meantime, Sokoli is happy training the next generation of fencers and keeping an eye out for the rare talent that may make one of these kids a future Olympian.
That was Engage producer Richard Copeland. Engage is a production of Central Florida Public Media. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. Richard Copeland is our senior producer. I'm Sharon Stone. You can reach us anytime with questions, comments, or story ideas. Send an email to engage@cfpublic.org. Thanks for listening.